What is going on, beautiful people? Today we're talking about narcissistic mothers. Yep. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. What is going on, y'all? What is going on? Welcome back. Yeah, so let me go ahead and preface this bio. Y'all, so I have spoken to thousands of people over the last few years, right? So I've been doing this May 2020 is when I started doing this. So over 3 years now. And one of the most constant terms or phrases that I hear when I'm talking to people is my mom was a narcissist. My mom is highly narcissistic. Are not a lot of narcissistic people men? Yes, absolutely. But this right here is one of the terms that I hear so much. I was just like, really? They're like, yeah. And it like say, yeah, my mom was a narcissist. My mom did this. My mom did that. I hear so many horror stories from people about toxic narcissistic mothers. I've seen it happen. I've seen this happen in real life too. One of my good friends, she has a narcissistic mom, and watching this stuff play out in real life.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's mind-blowing. It is wild, so to speak. It can be absolutely crazy. So we're going to go into some different signs, symptoms, signs, and traits of narcissistic mothers. If you have one, if you dealt with one, and whatnot. So, narcissistic mothers. The first thing you want to know about narcissistic mothers, y'all, is that they do not respect your boundaries. You don't, if you have a narcissistic mother, father, whoever, but we talk about moms, but this can apply to fathers as well, y'all. This can apply to narcissistic fathers as well, but I'm just going to keep saying mother. If you have a narcissistic mom, you will know that they don't respect your boundaries. You damn near don't get to have boundaries. It's like you know how when you were a kid, sometimes you get in trouble, your parents take the door off, they take the doorknob off. You don't get a doorknob. Some of y'all don't get doors. They take the doorknob off, the doors off. They don't respect your boundaries. You don't get to have autonomy as a child when you have a narcissistic mother. They just don't. They really, really do not respect your boundaries. They will trample over top of you to get their needs met. They want to make, and the one reason they don't respect your boundaries is because they want you to make them look good if that's possible. Because they typically see you, as an extension of themselves. They look at you as an extension of themselves. They really, really do. Narcissistic moms look directly at you, and they might see them. They might see themselves. But that's not always a good thing. I know a lot of people are like, well, that's a good thing. Shouldn't it be a good thing since narcissists love themselves? No, not always, y'all. Because if you have a narcissistic mom, right, and they have a lot of shame, and you remind them of that shame that they have deep down buried within themselves, they typically take it out on you. They are typically angry towards you. They typically treat you badly. They do. Because they see you as an extension of themselves, they might treat you badly just because they see you as that. They see you as like a little mirror, right? So you're reflecting back all the bad qualities, and they hate that right there. They hate that, so they try to change you. Or they just treat you badly because, they see you, instead of beating themselves up, they beat you up. emotionally and sometimes physically. You know, sometimes physically, it absolutely happens in these spaces. You know, another thing about narcissistic mothers that a lot of people will probably know, if you have siblings, if you're not an only child, like, they tend to pit the kids against each other. Like, it's like the damn near the toxic Olympics in a household with a narcissistic mom or parent or whatnot. You know, it just is. It's just like you have to compete for their love. You have to compete for their affection. You have to compete for every damn near everything, every morsel of affection or whatever. Sometimes, like, they make you compete for food and shelter and stuff like that. They may, like, you're in consistent, constant competition when you have a narcissist, a parent that is a narcissist. You know what I mean? You really, really do. Like, if you have siblings, y'all will be battling for that that love of that narcissistic parent. It's just one of those. It's one of those wild things that consistently happens a lot. You know. And I tell this to people all the time. It's just the flow of it right there. It becomes the flow of it all. Like, they get power from invalidation from making you argue and fuss and fight with your siblings. You know, they get power. And the sibling that wins the love and affection typically becomes the golden child, golden children, or the ones who don't get the affection, the ones who reflect back the worst qualities of that narcissistic parent. You tend to get the label of the scapegoat. Like, they scapegoat the hell out of you. They treat you badly because they, like I said, they look at you in a certain type of way. They look at you in a certain type of light. That happens quite a bit. So, yeah, like, if you have siblings and you had a narcissistic parent or narcissistic mom, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, they made y'all fuss and fight and, like, do projects together. Right? Maybe they made y'all race, you know, or maybe whoever gave them the most validation won the affection award that day, the affection gold medal. You know what I mean? And then, like, once you, another thing that some of them might do, not all of them, you know, one thing that some of them might do, not all of them, is, you know, this is, what's that little girl's name? I think she's about to get out of jail now, but she had it. She said her mom was a narcissist and her mom made her fake being sick. Like, her mom made her fake being sick and to get sympathy, to get, like, money and stuff like that, to get people to feel bad for the mom. I think she ended up taking her mom's life. I think she actually went to jail for that. I think her name was I can't think of her name. I cannot think of the name. But she did it. But that's a rarity. But some narcissistic parents will make you fake sick. But one thing most narcissistic moms will do is constantly criticize you. Like, nothing you say or do will ever be good enough. You know? Nothing you say or do will ever be good enough for them. You'll be battling and fussing and fighting for your parent to tell you that they love you. You know? You'll be battling, fussing, fighting for your parent to just, you know, give you any type of love, affection, or validate your emotions. Like, they will criticize the hell out of you. Nothing you say or do will be good enough. You will never be good enough. And that sucks to have to say that out loud, but to a narcissistic mother, you will never be good enough. You know? Because they will set these unrealistic expectations upon you, right? And even if you hit those expectations, it's still not good enough. They will require more of you. They will absolutely require more of you. They really, really do. They will require more of you all the time. Like, you can never do enough for them. Like, they expect you to take care of them as well. Like, if you have a narcissistic mom, and they make you feel like you're obligated to take care of them. Take care of her, you know. She does, you know. They make you feel obligated. Like, I birthed you, you need to take care of me. I put my life on the line to bring you to this earth, so you need to dedicate your life to serving me and repaying that debt. You owe a debt to your narcissistic mom. I'll say it like that. You owe a big debt to your narcissistic parent if you have a parent that is a narcissist. You know, they make you feel like you owe them for just being born and for raising you any type of way. And just like most narcissists, like, you can't, like, they can criticize you, but they cannot take any criticism. Any little bit of criticism that you push back on to your narcissistic mother will be, like, sometimes they react like a narcissist. Yep. They'll rage out on you. They'll scream at you. Some of them will ignore you, give you silent treatment. Some of them will disown you or make you feel like you're ungrateful because you criticize them in any way, shape, or form. And this is super prevalent as a young child, but it gets more prevalent the older you get. Like, when you get old enough to have your own autonomy to the point where you don't actually need that narcissistic parent anymore. Like, when I say you don't need them, like, you can take care of yourself. Like, they hate that, because then you come back in with the criticism. You come back in with the criticism bombs, and you're just dropping bombs on them, right? You're just dropping bombs on that narcissistic parent, and just telling them how they treated you badly, how they were abusive, and they will tell you, "I did the best I could do. You're ungrateful." Any little bit of criticism, they take it like you're trying to stab them with a damn knife. And it's wild. That mindset is absolutely wild. It is insane how it goes in that space right there, you know. But that's how happened. That's how it happens right there. But you also, you know, in addition to that, you get the narcissistic mother that can be super obsessed with how they look. You know, reputation wise, of course, but also physically, you know. They get super obsessed with how they look, and oh my goodness, this is gonna sound bad when I say it. If you are more conventionally attractive than them, and they see it, they notice it, they will try to hold you back looks wise. They will try to fatten you up or get you bigger. They will do a lot of different things to you to mess with your appeal. You know, they will just literally, you know, they will take you down a notch, try to take you down a peg if they are obsessed with their appearances and, you know, whatever, your narcissistic mom decided to work on her appearance, you know, they will just try to hold you back. They hate it. If you point out any flaws, oh my goodness. And this is one of the reasons why I do a lot of videos, where I tell you narcissists don't get better with age, especially the narcissistic people who are consumed with their appearances. The more wrinkles that pop up, the older, the crow's feet or whatever, they will get mad at you. They take it out on you. They become old, bitter people. I'm just telling you, it can get very, very hurtful and get very bad. It really, really can, you know, because they like, the narcissistic mother wants to play a hero towards you. They absolutely do. They want to be heroes for you. They want, like, they want you to look at them like they're the greatest thing that ever happened to you, no matter how badly they treat you. You know, they want to have this good appearance. They want you to praise them like they're the goddess of gods of your life for bringing you into there. You know, yeah. Now, another thing narcissistic moms tend to do, which I'll probably have experienced if you have one or think you have a mom with narcissistic traits, borderline, whatever. They always ignore your needs and put their own needs before you, put their own needs before yours. Like, your needs, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, your needs are secondary to theirs. Which is why, if you go back to the point I made earlier about them expecting you to take care of them, their needs, even when you have to take care of them, should come before your own. Even when the dynamic switches and they can no longer take care of themselves, they want you to put their needs before your own. And sometimes that's how it happens, like, especially if you don't know your parent is a narcissist. A lot of people feel obligated to take care of their parents, no matter how badly they treated them. It is a wild experience to have. It really, really is. You know, not wild in a bad way. Not wild, oh, that's wild, man. That's wild. It's crazy. You know, that's part of it right there. That's part of this ever-changing dynamic when you're dealing with that narcissistic parent. You know, they also, y'all, they also compete with you. You get your narcissistic parents, they love your best of your moms. They also compete with you. Like I was telling you earlier, they will try to hold you back from accomplishing things because they don't want you to go further in life than they did. You know, most parents out here, most good parents, want their children to have better lives than they did. They're not jealous because you have a better life than they did. They're not jealous because you have more opportunities. And even if they are jealous, they don't just say, "Oh, you lucky. You wasting your talent." You know, even if you are, a good parent wouldn't say that to you out necessarily, unless they might try to play it under the guise of motivating you. You know, "I'm just trying to motivate you to be better and do better and blah blah blah." So yeah, they will absolutely compete with you. You know, and the last thing I will say about narcissistic moms, y'all, is they always, almost always, play the victim. They're almost always, they're going to be the perpetual victim, no matter what, and gaslight you about what happened to you in your childhood. Like I was saying earlier, if you try to hold them accountable for stuff that they did to you as a child, they would say that they did the best they could, or they're just telling you lying. You're ungrateful. You misremembering. Like, what about how I was raised? I didn't have a mom. I didn't have a dad in the house. You're lucky to have me. Yo, they will lie to you about your childhood and play the victim. They will always try to victimize themselves in ways, like say, you tell them mom used to beat the hell out of me. They'll be like, well, I didn't know what I was, you know, they'll start crying and somehow be the victim because they're angry that they hurt you, but they want you to say sorry for trying to hold them accountable. This happens, y'all. This happens so much. So if y'all want me to do a video about narcissistic fathers, I'm down to do that, y'all. You know, this is not just a channel bashing any gender or whatnot. You know, we are open over here. Open up, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed this video. If you did, hit the like and subscribe button, y'all. And I have to give a special thanks out to the people who donated like some super chats and whatnot to the channel. They send kind of like super comments, like they like paying donate to the channel. We're using it wisely. I truly appreciate every single donation. I really, really do. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.